It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Still talking some Penn State football. We're expanding our scope to the Big Ten, to the early national championship picture. We've got some odds put out there. BetDSI, I think, is the ones that we're looking at. I mean, you're going to see these kind of come out. They're going to come rolling out sooner or later. All these places are looking for publicity. So we're going to talk about these ones. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkins. But just like the previous segment, which you should have listened to. If you didn't, you can find it at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. A little plug there. I'm going to start here, Greg. I'm going to give you the win totals projections for every program in the Big Ten. Yep. I want you to tell me where the best money is.
Okay.
All right. So Ohio State over under 10.5. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this would include bowl games as well, yes, right, when they put these out there?
They should, yeah. It depends how it's written, but they should, yes.
Okay. Look for that. But so Ohio State 10.5, Wisconsin 10, Penn State 9.5, Michigan 8.5, and Michigan State 8.5, Northwestern and Iowa both 7.5, Minnesota 6, Nebraska, Indiana 5.5, Purdue's 5, Maryland's 4.5, Rutgers is 4, and Illinois 3.5. The middle bottom of that group, I like it. If you're going to bet futures there, without looking at the specifics of the schedule, Scott Frost coming in Nebraska, if I'm betting on him having a winning record or even going 6-6, I'm for that. Minnesota, I'd bet on PJ Fleck at 6. Purdue at 5. If they could win, how many games did they win last year? 7?
Yeah.
If they can do 6 or 7 wins, then I like them to do it again now. Maryland at 4.5. They were a disaster last year, but the roster is getting in better and better shape. I look more towards the bottom half than the top, but you tell me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to screw around with the top group, to be honest with you. I mean, I look at Ohio State, 10.5. I mean, nah. I mean, they probably will do it, but no thanks. Wisconsin, 10. I think that's an auto bet every year I do. I mean, my goodness. I mean, they do have Penn State on the crossover this year, so those two teams will impact each other. But, man, the one I'm focused on is Illinois. And I know Lovie Smith is Lovie Smith, and that program is not all that great, but 4.5, I believe you said. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you. Oh, 3.5 it is. So, okay. They play Kent State, Western Illinois, and USF. Now, I don't know what USF has anymore, but Kent State and Western Illinois for a Big Ten program should be a win. So that gets us to 2. They play Purdue at home. Winnable. They play Minnesota at home. I don't know if that's winnable or not. We'll see what PJ Fleck has come November. If they were playing Maryland at home, I would like that a little bit more, but I don't see why they can't beat Maryland, and they have Rutgers on the schedule too. So, I mean, they get a nice crossover there. So I think I like Illinois over 3.5. I think that's a scary game for Penn State, Dustin. I really do. Hmm. You play, and I know they're terrible. I know, I get it, but you go out there, you play Pitt, and, you know, 2 weeks prior, and it's the week before Ohio State, and you have to go out to Champaign, Illinois on a fly out on Thursday for a Friday game for the first time ever. And I don't know.
It's got a lot of those intangible things.
It is a not fun spot for Penn State. Now, they never had problems with this kind of stuff under James Franklin, and I'm not suggesting that they will, but certainly it is not a great spot to play Illinois. So, I don't know. I like them a little bit. Rutgers, at 4, I could take it or leave it. Maryland, I agree with you. I like it at over 4.5. Indiana, I don't know enough about them yet, so let's put a pause on that. Purdue at 5, I have to think that total is a little bit low despite what they did a year ago based on their schedule. I mean, you look at what Jeff Brohm will be facing in his second year out there. And I mean, Eastern Michigan's a win. Boston College should be a win at home. Missouri's on their schedule. I'm not well-versed enough in them yet to know. But Northwestern is a Thursday night game, home game, August 30th. I mean, there's no reason they can't win that. We talk all the time about how Northwestern's going to win 8 in a row at some point, but they're going to lose 4 that you just don't understand. So why couldn't Purdue win that game? They get Wisconsin at home. That's a loss. Ohio State's at home is a loss. At Michigan State's a loss. I never know about Iowa come November what they're going to be like, so I'm not tossing that out the window yet. I mean, they get Illinois. I think that's an interesting one at 5. I certainly, you'd be sweating it towards the end of the year. There's no question. I mean, if you didn't get to 5 by the time the Final Four roll around of Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Northwestern, you can probably just rip that ticket up. But, you know, that's one that interests me as well.
So I'm taking – I think the best bet in the league is Maryland at 4.5.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So they beat Texas in their season opener last year. They get them again. This time it's a little closer to home at FedEx Field. Bowling Green, Temple, Minnesota –
There's three.
Rutgers at home on October 13th.
Four.
Illinois at home on October 27th.
Five.
You take care of business against those teams.
You've got to get to Indiana on November 10th.
Yeah.
You're already in.
So that's interesting. I think, you know, looking at some of the big boys at the top, really what it comes down to.
How about Michigan under 8.5?
You know, I think I would have agreed with you, but now I'm feeling like I like Michigan over 8.5.
Oh, friendly wager.
Yeah, we can make a wager on that.
That's what I like to hear. You know what? I look at this schedule. It's brutal. Okay, so Western Michigan, SMU are wins. Maryland's a win. That's 3. Rutgers and Indiana are wins. That's 5. Then look at what else they have to face. Nebraska. We don't know what Scott Frost will have packed and ready to bring into Ann Arbor on September 22nd. Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Is that a neutral site game? I want to say it is, but I could be wrong on September 1st.
At Notre Dame on September 1st.
Okay, so you have that one. So you have Notre Dame, Nebraska. Like we talked about, we never know what Northwestern's going to have. That's probably a win, though, so that's 6. It's a home game with Wisconsin, at Michigan State, at Penn State, or I'm sorry, home against Penn State, and at Ohio State. I think 8-4 is fairly reasonable for Michigan this year. So I would love to go under there. And if it somehow got to 9, it would probably be on the next flight to Vegas. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that Michigan can't, you know, have a 9 or 10 win season, but it is a really, really difficult schedule in my mind. I think that is a nice spot to sit there, take the under. Of course, there's another side of this, too, that says with Shea Patterson, they'll probably have the best offense play that they've had in the Jim Harbaugh era, so maybe that's why some. But you know what? I don't know. Michigan just keeps getting the benefit of the doubt, and I'm not sure they deserve it.
So here's where I was at on Shea Patterson and Michigan. Could one player really make that big of a difference? That quarterback position was a disaster last year.
Yeah.
And I think that their running back position was just not ready yet. Their wide receivers weren't ready yet either, but they've got some really interesting pieces. They also have 20 or so returning starters when you include specialists. So Shea Patterson, yeah, could make all the difference there. Especially, I think bigger thing is their offensive line is pretty much back intact. And their wide receivers are in a position where they're going to mature. They were looking at a lot of freshmen, redshirt freshman types. Last year was just destined to be bad. I will make a friendly wager on Michigan. My opinion has changed on them virtually overnight, just looking at everything they've got back and the idea of having a good experienced dual threat quarterback, I think could change a lot of things for Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly can't argue with any of those points. I just think that I need to see it from them before I'm willing to buy into it. But the other one I like, and I think I like this one more as you were going there, I was looking at their schedule for a couple of these teams. Michigan State over 8.5. I mean, look at how things set up for them. I mean, Utah State win, Arizona State win, Indiana. There's no reason they're not 4-0 at the end of September, okay? Then you have home versus Northwestern. I'm just going to go ahead and call that a win. That's 5. Home against Michigan. I'm down on Michigan, so give me 6 wins over Michigan. 7 with Purdue, 8 over Maryland, and then I need 1 of 3 out of Ohio State, Nebraska, and Rutgers in November. That seems like an easy bet to me.
So this Michigan and Michigan State are interesting case studies. When we have projected win totals for Big Ten teams, and you have national championship odds. So Alabama's at the top of the list, and it's not really close. 9-4 odds to win the national title. Ohio State's at 6-1. Clemson 32-5. I mean, just a hair over 6-1.
Right.
Georgia at 10-1.
Obnoxious. Why are they?
It is obnoxious. I think 65-7 would have been good there too.
Right, but they just went a little too far.
Penn State's at 12-1 there, 9.5 over under. Boy, I mean, I think from a national perspective, Penn State is a real wild card because of all the stuff that they've got to replace.
20-1. Yeah, 12-1's way too low.
So here's where it got interesting to me. So Michigan and Michigan State both at an over-under at 8.5. Michigan has 15-1 national championship odds. Michigan State has 30-1 national championship odds.
Yeah, I mean, welcome to the world where I believe Michigan was either the most or the second most bet team to win the college football playoff championship last year, and they will be up there again. Michigan fans and backers of the Wolverines have no problem with putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to that team, so I think that's why that's lower, just simply because of the fact that they know they'll be more exposed on Michigan than they will be on Michigan State.
Wisconsin, so the over-under of 10, their schedule outside of a couple crossovers, so they are at Michigan and at Penn State. They're at Michigan on October 13th, at Penn State on November 10th. They should go 10-2 in the regular season.
Right.
Which gives them which sets them up to push, or they have to win a bowl game to get through. They're clearly the class of the West Division again. 9 offensive starters back. That whole offensive line. This is a team that could fit that Wisconsin mold, that Wisconsin stereotype more than ever, because they've got a guy in Jonathan Taylor who could be in the Heisman conversation too. This is going to be. They're going to be better this year than they were last year.
Yeah.
They are going to have, you know, they were able to avoid a lot of that East Division nastiness last year. They're going to – that road trip to Michigan early in the season is going to tell a lot of the story about how the Big Ten's going to unfold. So they've got some challenges, but, boy, I mean, I don't like them to win. I don't like them to win a national championship because I think – you know, that brand, once you get into the postseason, once you get into, you know, your offensive line is bigger and nastier than pretty much anybody, but there's nothing nastier than Alabama's defensive front every single year. So right. I think in terms of translation to a national scene, I'm always a little skeptical of Wisconsin, but
yeah.
But it's a really good team that could cause some problems. I think more than anything, outside of this odd stuff, they have a chance to kind of mold the East Division title race.
Yeah, I completely agree. Regular season only. Just wanted to make that clarification.
Okay.
No bowl games.
Ooh, yeah.
Where is Wisconsin even at on this list? I was busy looking for them.
Ten wins over under 30-1. Yep.
Yeah, I'd probably take that. Nah, I would want 50-1, I think, just because of what you just said. They're just not very likely to make that run as far
but
as
opportunity
I'm
is part of it.
It know? Is.
And that's
is.
Always part of the equation yeah. for Wisconsin. They've got opportunity, you know, that light West Division. They've got opportunities that, say, Michigan State doesn't. You know, and when it comes down to it, those teams are in the same ballpark more years than not, but Michigan State has to play Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State every year.
The one I'm looking at here that I would take, Dustin, is I'd like it a lot, is Notre Dame at 50-1. So they get by Michigan and Stanford. Who in the world's going to challenge them on this schedule? Florida State, yes. USC at the end of the year, yes. Other than that, it looks cakewalkish. I like them at 50-1.
There you go. That's Greg Pickle. Take it with a grain of salt, considering his Kentucky Derby resume. One more shot at it there. All right, we got more show coming up. Buy or sell has come up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.